We're checking in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo for an update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Great. Thanks for spending some time with another update on the meeting that was held. Is this the last one of the year, or is there another one to come?
No, there's another one to come. So, pending on items on the agenda, of course. But, yep, we'll have another one in December for sure.
Okay. Very good. This was a pretty quick one, I guess. How did it go?
It went very well. The only person that was not there was Deputy Chief Jackson and Deputy Chief Bayless sat in for him. There was a full board. And we started at 4 p.m. yesterday. Agenda item number one was hearing regarding the request of Aramac Services, Inc. for a common victual license for the premise located at 1776 Heritage Drive due to a change of ownership. Proposed manager Anika Powers' proposed hours of operation were 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is the cafeteria inside of the John Adams Building. And William Goldenberg was there to represent State Street, and no changes of operations, just change of manager, and the hours are gonna stay the same. So the health department was going to do a walkthrough today at 9 a.m. With the staff there. They are all certified and ready to go. So it's just going to be a very smooth transition there. That went through 5-0 on the vote.
Okay, very good.
Agenda item number two was hearing regarding the request of Jimmy's House of Pizza for a common victual license for the premise located at 499 Washington Street due to a change of ownership there. Proposed manager Sergio Garcia proposed hours of operation 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And Sergio Garcia was there to represent himself. He is experienced in pizza. He worked for years for Montilio's. He is a Quincy Point guy. He's happy to, take over there and make a family business. Part of that neighborhood. I did hear from Council McCarthy. He was in favor, and he's looking to get started right away. So that went through 5-0. That's mostly takeout pizza there. They do have a small place for someone to sit, but mostly for takeout.
Okay, very good. Those are the restaurants that are doing pretty well during this time, at least, because they're kind of set up for it. Yeah,
that's right. So agenda item number three, hearing gotten the request of Colwyn Management, Inc., doing business as Staybridge Suites Holiday Inn Express Quincy for a change of manager for the inn holder license at the premise located at 1 Richard Stratton Way. Attorney John Ayeda was there. Along with Gio Cuda, who is the new proposed manager, has 10 years of hospitality management. He's worked in Boston, and he's looking forward to keeping things the same, just, change of manager for that address. So that went through as well on the 5-0.
Very good.
Agenda item number four, the Board of License Commissioners will consider a request from Attorney Peter Pizzuco on behalf of Stephen Kelly at the Crack Pub at 536 Washington Street for a stay of his 3-day suspension of his all alcohol beverage license scheduled to be served December 3rd, December 4th, and December 5th. An appeal was made of the 3-day suspension in a timely manner to the ABCC, and it was to the board's discretion to honor the request to stay the suspension pending before the ABCC decision on the appeal. With that, I asked the board to stay the 3-day suspension to be served at a later date. The city doesn't have any written policy on a stay. In past practice, we have issued a stay to people that have gotten a suspension that would not be heard before the ABCC on the date that was to be served. So we went ahead and talked about it. There were some concerns for sure that were made public by Inspector Duca, Commissioner Jones, Deputy Chief Bayless, and Chief Keenan, that, you know, we are in the heart of the second phase of this coronavirus, and we all need to be taking the precautions, and especially, you know, as an owner of a bar and restaurant, it's so important. So there was a little hesitation, to be honest, but we did grant the stay, and that went through on a 5-0 vote as well.
Okay. Any indication as to when a ruling will come down from the ABCC?
We don't. I did speak to one of the investigators in the ABCC, and he said that they're hearing cases, but he doesn't know a specific date.
Okay. So it's suspended, I guess, pending an ABCC ruling?
Yes.
Okay.
So that was the end of the agenda at that point, and our next hearing is December 8th.
December 8th, okay, very good.
Yes. Yeah.
What are you hearing, Nikki, from restaurants, especially now that we're getting into the colder months and outdoor dining is not going to be an option?
Yeah, it's going to be tough, and thank the mayor and the administration for working to waive those fees. And so right now we're just working on getting the signatures for the people that are going to renew. And I think you probably heard, you know, we lost Grumpy Whites last week. And so it's a struggle for all of them. And anything we can do here at the license board to help, we certainly will. The extension application is still up on the city's website. I'm not really sure what's going to happen. With the outdoor dining not being an option at this point. But anything we can do to help, we're certainly here.
Yeah. Do restaurants need special permits for you? Have you seen those enclosed igloos, you know, that they're setting up outside?
Yeah, yes. And yes, they do. They need that temporary extension of premise for those as well.
Okay.
So if they're interested in getting those, just go through that little process that we made set up on the City of Quincy's website.
Okay. Is there a charge for them to do that?
No.
Okay. Very good. Can you switch hats for a minute, put on your city clerk hat and let us know how the certification process for the election's going?
Yes, the certification is done. It was hand-delivered into the Secretary of State's office last Tuesday. So we're very happy here for that, for sure. And everything went so well. I can't thank the election staff, the city clerk staff, the administration, the poll workers for all their hard work, the whole City of Quincy family here just did so much to help, and I'm so grateful. And I think that, you know, the City of Quincy did everything right and really looked good overall.
I know you've been asked to serve on a special committee to look at keeping mail-in voting in the future. How's that process going?
So it has not started yet, but I have been asked and I'm happy to do it. And it's not only looking for just mail-in, but whatever we did different in this election to bring it forward, and things that didn't work as well. So I'm sure that'll be a robust conversation that we'll be having soon, because town meetings are in the spring. So I'm sure maybe right after the holidays, we'll get into that.
Yeah, I didn't hear a lot about other communities partnering with the Postal Service like you did here in Quincy, you know, to keep the Quincy ballots in Quincy so they wouldn't have to be processed. That might be something, right? I'm sure that other communities will look at.
Absolutely. And we're so fortunate here to have Councilor Harris, you know, as the postmaster here in Quincy, that we work well together in the council and, you know, on all the issues in the city. So kudos to the Quincy Post Office as well. They were amazing. And like we say, you know, our busy time is over, theirs is just beginning.
Boy, that is true. Yes. we'll take a much needed break, Nikki. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. We'll catch up on the 9th, if that's okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.